from Pennsylvania to Washington, and NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving. Ron, welcome back to the show.
Good to be with you, Alex.
So what about this? Mr. Dean, the Democratic Party chair, ready to start pressuring the superdelegates to make their choices. And we read a report yesterday that Senator Clinton's campaign is actually running a deficit now, and her double-digit lead in Pennsylvania dwindling to a single digit. So what about the prospect of her saying, all right, enough for me?
There's not much prospect of that, Alex. I think she's going to win in Pennsylvania. There will be argument over whether or not she won by enough, unless she wins by double digits, which she could. Unless she actually loses outright in Pennsylvania, I don't think she's going to be bothered by any of the talk of her dropping out. Her campaign has been organized for some weeks now, perhaps 2 months really, around the idea that if she just hangs in long enough, enough negative things will emerge about Barack Obama to create doubts about him, and the delegate count will be in his favor. But if she can just keep it narrow enough, she can persuade enough superdelegates to come to her side by persuading them that Barack Obama is unelectable.
But, you know, the negatives are going up for her as well, at least in the polling data that I read.
Yes, and her negative, that is to say the unfavorable rating that she has with many Americans, has been an underlying problem for her campaign going back to even before the campaign began. But the Clintons have always had this view of it. This is an unusually good year to get the Democratic nomination for president. Anything that's necessary to get that nomination is a price to be paid, because in the end, in the fall, it'll be down to a contrast between a Democrat and a Republican. There'll be somebody against the Bush administration policies, someone in favor of them. And when you cast the decision in those terms in November, they believe they can win.
But the superdelegate reports that I've read over the last week or so, people coming out and declaring, well, I've made up my mind now, it's going Senator Obama's way.
Yes, the superdelegate count has been moving in his direction really ever since Super Tuesday, and particularly in the last month or so, which is surprising given that Hillary Clinton had some wins, Ohio, the Texas primary, although not the Texas caucuses, and she had some sense of recovered momentum. I think after a Pennsylvania win, particularly if it's heavy, then I think she will be able to bring some greater equity to the movement of the superdelegates. But for the moment, they have been trending towards Obama, and her lead among superdelegates has shrunk from about 100 to something more like 24.
How important are these money reports at this point? If Senator Clinton is indeed running a deficit, doesn't look to be a big deficit at this moment, but do the political people say this is an important marker?
It is an important marker in the sense that it is allowing Barack Obama increasingly to outspend her, not only because he has raised more money, but because he has raised more money that's eligible to be spent in the primary. Much of her money is segregated for use in the fall. She can't touch it now. So he has about four times more applicable money in cash on hand, and he's running well ahead month after month in raising more money than he spends. The Hillary Clinton fundraising has been a juggernaut in its own right, but then there's also the Hillary Clinton spending juggernaut, which has been a little greater. For example, in March, she raised about $20 million and spent over $22 million.
NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving, the vote is tomorrow. Ron, we'll talk again in the next couple of days. Thank you.
Looking forward to it, Alex. Thank you.